Iris Press Publishing. Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. Jules Verne is known as the father of science fiction. His most popular works were written in English and then translated into many languages. Children and grown-ups read and enjoy reading them all around the world. Jules Verne was born in 1828 in Nantes, France. At the age of 11, he tried to run away to sea. His parents were very worried, and the boy promised to travel only in his imagination. So he did, and wrote more than 50 imaginative travel stories. Jules's father was a judge, and he wanted Jules to follow in his footsteps. Jules studied law in Paris, but he dreamt of a different career, a career in the world of literature. He started writing traveler's stories for a French magazine, words for songs and musical plays, and plays for the theater. In 1857, Jules Verne married Honorine Morel. They had 3 children, and Jules had to work hard. At first, he earned little money from his writing. Jules was always interested in new means of traveling and exploring the world. Editors said that his novels were too scientific and didn't want to publish them. Luckily, Jules met Pierre Jules Hetzel, who advised Jules Verne to rewrite his novel, 5 Weeks in a Balloon, and make it more humorous and less serious. When the book came out, it was a great success. Jules Verne found a popular way of writing about science and traveling. His most famous novels are A Journey to the Center of the Earth, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Around the World in 80 Days, A Captain at 15. In the 19th century, transport all around the world was developing very quickly. Now, passengers traveled by steam trains and steam ships. New railway tracks and canals were built in every country. Verne was very excited and communicated it to his readers. Around the World in 80 Days is Verne's best-loved book, a mixture of adventure, science, and humor. The chapters of the book appeared in the Parisian newspaper, and the readers loved them so much that they thought the bet and the journey were real. Some of them even tried to copy Phileas Fogg's journey in real life. The story of the novel was turned into films many times. The most famous film was made in Hollywood in 1956. There were also a lot of cartoons made in different countries.